Hello, Sam here with a little bonus episode of the A is for Apple podcast on last week's topic of aromatics. Last time, we explored the history behind asafoetida, anise and allspice, which I discovered from my chat with food writer Melissa Thompson is a key component of jerk seasoning. This made Ali, Neil and I ponder the origins of the word jerk.
I wanted to ask a question. You know how we say jerk has anything to do with being an idiot, to do with the food jerk, like linguistically? Linguistically, I just wonder if there's something that that happens in that process that then led to seeing it as something negative, kind of jerk. I don't know.
I know that I read, I don't know how true this is, in one source that apparently the term of sort of for barbecuing and drying meat out was from the Quechua word charqui.
Like charcoal, charqui. Then, like to burn. Oh, I see. Charqui.
But
yeah.
That way came jerky.
I see. Okay.
But whether the indigenous peoples of Jamaica, their word for that mode of cooking was related to jerk, I don't know.
So I think,
because I know that the barbecues were called boucans, but again, I'm not sure whether that's an indigenous word or whether that's been bastardized.
Yeah. Well, the Spanish is barbacoa, and then, but so jerk might be a way of saying if you're a jerk, you're like dried out, you've got nothing left to you, like you've got nothing good going on.
Well, I'm just looking here online, and obviously, I've just looked at one page, so this is could be complete nonsense. But the word jerk predates discovery of the New World.
Right.
So therefore, predates jerk chicken or jerk spice mixes. Goes right back to Middle English. Goes back to Old English. Gerk, meaning ready, active or quick, as in jerking, you have to stop, you jerk.
Yeah.
And all meanings of jerk apparently have derived from that word, except for jerk seasoning. It must come from something else.
In culinary terms, the word jerk doesn't merely refer to the spice blend used on different meats in Jamaican cookery. It is also a process of preservation. And the Enlightenment physician and naturalist and collector Hans Sloane provides an early description of it in a book on the natural history of the various Caribbean islands he visited, including Jamaica. He tells us that wild pigs were hunted by the indigenous enslaved islanders, then shot or pierced through with lances, cut open with bones taken out, and the flesh is gashed on the inside into the skin, filled with salt and exposed to the sun, which is called jerking. It is so brought home to their masters by the hunters and eats much as bacon, if broiled on coals. We also have Sloane to thank for a description of allspice berries, which he says are generally of the bigness of black pepper, something like in smell and taste to cloves, juniper berries, cinnamon and pepper, or rather having a peculiar mixed smell somewhat akin to them all. Whence the name of allspice. Here's Melissa Thompson again on how to judge the quality of your allspice in the kitchen.
So it was called pimento by the Spanish because they thought it was a pepper, and the Spanish first, like they were the first Europeans to reach Jamaica, and pimento is native to Jamaica. And then when the British came along, they smelt it and they were like, oh, it smells like a kind of mixture of sort of cinnamon and clove and bay and nutmeg. And so they called it allspice, like all the spices, not to be confused with mixed spice. And so a way to see if your allspice is of good quality is to smell it. The first note you're going to get is clove, like, and you want it to smell of clove. Does yours smell of clove?
Yeah, and I was about to say that because I know Elizabeth David makes this point. Whenever I open allspice, my first reaction is that smells like clove. It's not the same as clove, obviously.
Yes, because if you were to do a blind smell, you'd kind of be like, is that clove? When I was in Jamaica, and I bought loads, and it was in my car, and it was just the whole car stunk of cloves. And there's almost like vanilla notes to it as well. It's beautiful. So some jerk recipes will ask for you to include cinnamon, nutmeg, and clove spices, whole spices in your marinade, in your rub. And I don't know for definite, but I almost think it's because if the people who wrote those recipes didn't have access to really fresh allspice, then they wanted to kind of increase those other flavors. And at that, I don't personally add all that cinnamon. Yeah, the other spices, because I've got a really good allspice supplier. But there's also like the kind of specific Jamaican retailers online, like Jamaica Valley, and they've just got, they're getting good stuff.
If you haven't had a chance to listen to the full aromatics episode yet, you can find it on your favourite podcast platform or the A is for Apple Substack. Don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter on Substack to ensure you never miss an episode. You can also follow us on Instagram at A is for Apple Pod _ or X at A is for Apple Pod. Neil, Ali and I will be back soon with another deep dive into some culinary A's. And I have a feeling that things are going to get decidedly fruity. See you soon.